Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Share sponsor Lurnish Masayim Yakashom Leav Asitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Im Hey. The Gemara in Udalet brings a story with the daughters of Rav Nachman that they were steering a pot which was standing on the fire with their hands, and Rav Elish was very surprised they were able to do that because it seemed like they were having a miracle, they're having an ace. So said Rav Elish, how is that possible? It says in the pasuk, Odom Echod Me'elot Matzati. I found a man, one out of a thousand. But I did not find any woman that's such a big tzaddikus. So the Gemara says that Galgal Milsa, and they were Nishba, they were captured among the Goyim. And says the Maharsho, that was the reason they were captured, to reveal the real truth about them. And then Rav Elish found out that really they wanted to be Mezane, they weren't interested in going back to their husbands, that they were not tzaddikus at all. And the conclusion is, that the daughters of Rav Nachman were using shafim, witchcraft, sorcery, to be able to steer the pot. And many questions were asked on this story, on this maisa. And to sum up, one major question comes up from the Mefarshim, the Ben Yoyoda discusses it, the Rashash. How was the pshat that we're saying that Rav Elish looked at the benonis of Rav Nachman and he couldn't understand how could it be that they will be tzaddikis? Is that true? We find throughout Shas so many places that we see the women were big tzaddikas. The Rashash brings the story that we have in the Masechet Ksuvos. The Mar'ukva's wife was a bigger tzaddikas than her husband, and that's how she was saved in the oven. And there's other stories like this. What do you mean? We don't have women that are the biggest tzaddikas in the generation? So what's shot in the Tamir of Elish? What's shot in the Pasuk in Kehelis that it says that you don't find a woman with tzaddikas? I was zeichet tonight to be in an event with Rabbi Yisrael Septimus Shlita, and he got up to speak about a medrash. The famous medrash brought down in a few places, a few medrashim, where it says that 1,000 people go in to learn. They go to learn Chumash. Only 100 out of them come out to learn Mishnah. And out of the 100 that go to learn Mishnah, only 10 learn Gemara. And only from the 10 comes only one person, the Hira. Where is that source of this concept? And from 1,000, only one comes out to become the big gadol, the big pasuk, because it says in the pasuk, Adam Echod Me'elef Matzasi, the same pasuk in Kehelis. So he went to explain, Reb Septimus, what's shot? You want to tell me that when you have 1,000 people going into yeshiva, there's only one person out of the 1,000 that has a chance to make it? Only one person out of the 1,000 that he will be successful? That's how we understand Torah. That's when we understand that anybody who goes to learn has only one of 1,000 of a chance to be something. That's impossible to say. So explain to Septim what the pshat is. Not that there's only one out of 1,000 that will come out. But the pshat is when you have 1,000 people that go to learn, most of them fall on the wayside. They don't continue in a consistent way, day after day without stopping. In order to learn Torah and get to Torah, a person needs to do it to go through all the challenges in life and to continue on and learn until he gets to that point. And that's what it means, one out of 1,000. Just in general, most people, you have 90% of the people in the first challenge that they quit. The 90% of whoever is left quit after the second challenge. They don't go to the next stage. And then the third one, usually one out of 1,000 is the one who's persistent and consistent. But it doesn't mean that all 1,000 can be it. It can be that 1,000 people go to learn here. They are very consistent and persistent. They will make it to be the Echad Me'elef. Echad Me'elef means the one who goes through all the challenges that cause people to fall on the wayside. And that's the pshat in the pasuk, Adam Echad Me'elef Matzasi. You find one person out of 1,000 who's so consistent. It can be everybody. But usually the person who really puts all the koiches, everything he has to get to the ultimate goal, is only one out of 1,000. So with this, we can understand a little bit. Because maybe the pshat in the pasuk is that of course there are women that are tzidkanis. But to find a woman that is so consistent and persistent that way, that by men it's only one out of 1,000 that you don't find by women. Women do have the challenges that make them not to be so consistent in their tzidkus like men. The one out of 1,000 you have by men, you don't have by women. And this will explain the story very geschmack. Because Rav Elish sees that the girls, the daughters of Rav Nachman, they're consistently, every day, they're taking a pot and they're able to steer it with their hands. They, not only that, as someone that first should point out, they're relying on it, knowing for sure it's going to happen. That means they're supposed to be completely tzidkanius with no failure, that every single day they can rely on an ace. That's a level that even by men, it's only one out of 1,000. Only mamash gadol ador gets to that. And by woman, you don't find, says Shlomo HaMelech. That was the pillar of Yilish. And that was the answer. They're using kishuf. It's not something that's common by women. That was the chiddush that came out of this Haggadah. But the yisoid is that Adam Echad Melech Matzasi refers to someone who does not stop with all the challenges that face him, and that is usually only one out of 1,000. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, or what's to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.